But then as I did research, and my intuition and my heart's intuition said, see, I told you so. So light codes are basically the language of a starseed or a person that is from higher beings that are here to help the world and humanity ascend along with Gaia. So I'm not going to get into what's going on in the world right now, but the reason why we are all into crystals, into spirituality, into giving readings, into yoga, meditation, is because we are waking up, our DNA is changing, and we're opening up to a higher consciousness.
Open, I just got romance.
Woohoo! Give me some
no
of that.
No one wants to hear about your romantic life.
I picked the card.
No one wants to hear about your dating life on
the show. I don't have a
right
dating
now.
Life.
We know. So no one wants to hear about it.
Okay, see.
And what you want.
This is why you don't do public projects with your siblings. Because then they just call you out on everything. and then you try not to get embarrassed.
I just get what?
I know, you jerk.
It was a joke.
Okay, good.
It was like such a joke.
I hope all of you are entertained by this.
Oh, they're entertained.
But it was upside down.
See what I'm... This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. I called it.
Oh, yeah. I said, yeah, yeah.
All right,
oh,
what's
yeah.
the next song? This is going to be fun. You want to pick the next song coming up?
Oh, yeah.
What
okay.
do you want?
You know, so one of my favorite bands that makes me happy no matter what is XTC, and this song is called Punch and Judy.
What's Punch and Judy about?
Okay, yeah, it's about people that, like, high school sweethearts that get married, and they think they know what they're doing, but as they get older, like, the woman cuts her hair really short, or, like, she just kind of lets herself go, and, like, he's talking about the guy who just doesn't care about her anymore, and they're just, they kind of get bored of each other, and it's just like,
why? Wow.
Yeah. But the music behind it is not like that at all. So enjoy.
So this is called Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
Off what album is this? Ball and Chain?
Yeah, Ball and Chain.
Ooh.
It's a really good album.
Love it.
It actually has like a 80s like freestyle Christmas song on it.
Wow. Yeah, I got to get this album.
It's dope.
Dope it up. Okay, here's XTC. Woo! Punch and Judy right here.
Spoiled it. should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too. That book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too, that showed the loveliness of you, my heart would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. Lights up my way to you, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. Thank you.
Hello, hello. We are back here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. Your host, the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. How goes it? How goes it, Tashi?
It goes really well. You just played Holiday Roll. I'm jamming.
But that was your era.
Oh, my gosh.
Bringing it back.
Like playing 80s on vinyl. Blast off.
Blast off.
Blast off.
That wasn't on vinyl. Oh, you were playing 80s on vinyl.
Yeah, that's my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Smack you in your eye.
Whoa, sibling. Whoa.
You saw that.
Why would you abuse me? Louder?
No, you don't repeat finally. My whispers.
Finally, she wants me to speak louder. Usually she's saying,
be quiet.
Up.
Yeah, like right now, like shut up. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So you guys want to hear something really cool and supernatural? So recently I was talking to my dad because I went to a psychic myself. Psychics need their own psychics. Mm-hmm. And my psychic said
that
she felt a lot of animals around me, like farm animals. I'm like, dog, what's she talking about? There's no animals around me, you know? I don't have a dog or a cat. I wish I did. But she said that there's a woman around me who gave the physical description of what my dad said that his mom or the woman that raised him looked like, and said that she had like a pet goat and she had like all these animals around her and so on and so forth. And so I had to, like, you know, I wasn't really sure what she was talking about. So I had a conversation with my dad and he confirmed everything. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, my mother, she was cool. She had all the pets. She had a name for every pet, you know. She had the animals all around the house. And, like, he just confirmed everything. So apparently I have my grandmother's spirit around me. And Mariah is the reincarnation of my grandmother's sister, which is my dad's biological mother, which makes sense because out of all of the siblings in the family, we're like best friends, even though we fight every day and then we're best friends.
And I got a restraining order on her the other day, actually. It was taken off. So I'm like, she's my sister. It's okay. You know, I could take it off.
And then I put out a counter restraining order on her for abuse.
Wow, and that abuse counter restraining order was for counter abuse for not only abuse to the elderly, but abuse to the siblery.
Hush me.
Siblery? Did you just say siblery?
Siblery.
Siblery. Okay.
Abuse to the elderly, as my dad says. This is how he says it. Abuse to the elderly.
That's really funny. So anyways, that's a cool story about we all...
Who sneaks that in?
Oh, I did. We all hold the energies of multiple past lives. So when people say you are your ancestors, that's basically what it means. Okay? So, makes sense why I like have this weird special connection to like when we were younger, my dad was very hard to understand because he has a really thick accent because of his nationality. It's like it's Spanish with Asian rhythm, and so and he had his own words. He had his own language. It wasn't even any language. It was his language. And so we had to use our psychic senses to figure out what he was saying. And that's why we're all psychic. This is what I think.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm thinking how... But, like, Dad, the way his physical appearance... like, he's really white looking.
Well, so are you.
True. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah,
it's the sneaking genes where the European genes were like, you know what, you're not gonna deny us. We're here. No, I'm telling you,
no,
it's the secret German on my mom's side, and then the secret European on dad's. And they're like, yeah, you're all these nationalities, but you know what? Guess what's gonna happen? It's gonna manifest in this one and that one, and you can't deny it. All right.
And I look like my Filipino grandfather.
Yeah. We all look really weird, by the way. We're really weird looking if you ever meet us in person.
But it's not only on the outside.
It's in the inside. Yeah, we're just messed
up. All around.
Did you see a big fat kid? Big fat kid all messed up. Remember? Remember from It?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big fat kid all messed up.
I didn't see that new movie. Did you see it?
I saw the new It version. It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I can keep watching it. Like, I think one time was enough.
The older version, right?
Yeah, I can watch the older version over. This one, it's just like, okay, it just turns into Stranger Things.
Remember when he got sucked into the drain? It was claymation. Like, why is that okay to watch now?
Okay,
like, we don't want to watch Gumby. We want to watch It.
He got it. Wait, and
we didn't realize it was Gumby.
It was Gumby.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what are you doing?
What?
That's not a crystal. That's a piece of foam.
What are you talking about? Okay, do you have live? Someone needs to see
We have
this.
To do this live. Okay. Like, this cannot be captured.
So somehow, okay, so wherever I go, I have my, like, spirit team crystals, my elemental crystal team with me. So today,
shut those lights off. Hold on.
Why are you?
Hold on, I'm going to shut the lights off.
Okay, cool.
Your eyes are watering.
Because I'm laughing really hard. So I have my Lemurian crystal on my copper stand that I made, and then my kyanite and my blue sapphire and my orange selenite. And then I have this piece of foam with the collection. And I'm treating it like it's a crystal, but apparently it has some sort of magical energy because it's in my crystal group, and Mariah's laughing at me. But everything is special. Everything.
Everything is specialer. Okay, can we talk about just specialer for 2 seconds?
Okay, cool.
My ex-boyfriend, his brother, were in a car, and he was debating on whether to, you know, huff glue or something, or a Sharpie. And he's like, I'll do this until I can get something specialer. Yo.
Because he believed that was a word. He did. And now it is, because we use
I hope
it.
He's listening. I don't know if it's a not listening.
So what about spirit?
I don't like it.
Ooh. That's what Mariah said to me when
can we just put this here?
Because Wayne Dyer, who's one of my who's one of the people that helped me on my path and really opened up my world to, you know, my inner wisdom And he passed, and it really struck me, and I felt, you know, I had to go into like solitude for a little while to really understand that. And I said, Mariah, do you remember Wayne Dyer? Like years later, and she goes, no, I don't. And then I said, I don't like
it. She's like, I don't like it. And then I was like, I like it. Ah.
But if any of you know Wayne Dyer, like, come on.
I look cute right now. Like this Beach Boy t-shirt, the spirit of Beach Boys are here. Don't get mad because I shifted.
I can't wait for you to play my favorite.
What's your favorite? This is an American Idol.
We got good time in.
Yeah.
See, if you can, Beach Boys, you just feel to the depth. And if
can I tell you something? I may have been Hitler in a past life.
Okay,
because
we don't say that.
It's
but
a joke.
I know that might be true, but I don't think anyone else should know that.
I'm going to go into a joke about it because I was like, I have gotten every single person who's close to me to love Beach Boys.
Well, I did the same thing for you before, but I don't call myself Hitler.
It's a joke. Oh, my God. Lighten up, Lido.
It's supposed to be spirit talk radio.
Actually.
Not like, I don't know.
Okay, did that just go in a different direction?
Yeah, let's bring it back to crystals.
Oh my God, okay, so crystal.
Did you take a picture of this
I know,
crystal
and then everybody's
here?
Like
it's
shutting off the live because I said that.
Why? Why did you do that to us? All right, look. This is the new member of my crystal collection.
It's foam. It's squishy. You can like just...
And you can
put a, you know...
I didn't realize it was with my crystals, but apparently
Look at this. And then the crystals can talk. Give it a voice.
Give it a voice. Okay. All right.
Give it a voice.
As time goes on, this is the Lemurian crystal talking. As time has gone on the earth, we have been in such need of love.
Oh, I'll give you some love.
Understanding.
I'll give you some love over here.
Wait. Orange selenite.
Hey, calm down, you.
Please.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. Preaching all this
love
stuff.
Kyanite. I know that you are my protector, but I need you.
Protect this.
Okay, so why are we doing this to my crystals? All of a sudden, I didn't like it anymore. Okay.
I don't like it. This is going in a different direction.
It is. So let's talk about what happened to you when you were meditating. I felt Oprah energy.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Talk about me. About Oprah energy. Just kidding.
What's happening?
I'm just kidding. That's really interesting. Because what I was feeling was like, at first, I was getting annoyed 1 second because I saw you went on your phone for a second. I was like, ah! And then I was like, pay attention. But then it came back to spirit. And spirit, I was focusing on the loved ones and the guides coming in. They were just like, it's all good.
It was beautiful.
Thank you. So I was thinking about, I was thinking about spirit. I was thinking about, well, not thinking. I was seeing spirit and the gifts they were giving and just really being in today, like being in the energy of like, I really liked it when I said, when we see the sunshine and we see like the beauty of the earth, that's really God and spirit smiling at us. And that's like, that's their facial expressions. That's what they look like. Does it make sense to you?
Absolutely. For me, it's always changing. It's like lights, and then it's flowers, and it's trees.
Yeah, I feel like that's if
entities.
Spirit could communicate their facial expressions. I just choked on air.
Their facial expressions.
Spirit doesn't have a face,
but I do.
But I do. Da da da. I'm sorry. I just can't get over it.
Oh my God.
Okay, so.
So I'm this is really exciting for me. If we can like bring ourselves back to the studio, spirit talk. So I think it's cool that, well, a little bit about
if you want to talk about sibling energy, when Mariah was born, or when, I'll tell you the whole story. It's really exciting because I'm like kind of like mom. I just have mom, super mom energy.
And there's tears in her eyes.
Jeans rolled up.
Is that dumb? Wait.
Okay, so my mom already had too many kids, and she thought we were going to get mad when she told her she was pregnant with the fifth child. And she was like, hey, guys, guess I'm having another baby. And we were like, yay! We were so excited. And my mom goes, you guys aren't mad? We're like, why would we be mad? It's like another gang member. It's the best.
Another gang member.
Yeah. So,
and I'm the leader of the gang.
So Mariah came. And at that time, I was already into astrology. I was already analyzing natal charts. So I did Mariah's chart when she was a baby, and I already knew. I already knew the fierce, the force, the fire that our family would behold. And when she was young, you would not imagine, Mariah was so quiet. The only thing she did was scream and cry when she didn't get what she wanted, which is kind of similar to now.
I will bust a cap.
No, but it was cute.
Exclusively.
It was cute. She had this cute little curly blonde hair. She had curly blonde hair and these cute little blue eyes.
I had blue eyes and blonde hair. I looked like straight up.
She looked like an angel. Really did look like an angel. And I think mommy said Gregory was like, is that our baby?
Is that our baby? In that voice. Because yeah, at that time, you sound like a 30-year-old man at age eight.
Yeah, he's eight. And he's still, is that our baby? Yeah, so, but I knew that this was coming. So there was a lot of indications in her natal chart that she was going to be a leader. She was going to be extremely spiritual and very special. So I made sure, as a 10-year-old mom, but I didn't have kids. Mariah was my kid. That I could give her the support and the guidance that she needed as a very special being. So if you're wondering why Mariah has so much crazy confidence, like, I'm sorry.
Don't even. Okay, first of all, no. You are not giving yourself credit.
No. It's like she has a lot of confidence. No.
But it wasn't from you. It was from the time that I went crazy. Like, that's from me going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That had to do.
There.
See, exactly. So Tashi wants to think that came from her. Like, she was there. I'm not going to lie. Of course. She helped me.
I taught her how to meditate.
Shut up, man. She taught me. She introduced me a lot of great music, a lot of stuff. But, like, really, on the real, that crazy confidence did not come from her. Because guess what? She don't like that craziness in public. I do that craziness in public.
What are you talking about? I'm like your best friend.
She doesn't like it. No, she don't like, only with me. But in the real world, you don't like it.
She's exaggerating right now.
Anyways, let me just say, that crazy confidence came from me basically going crazy.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's it.
It went from...
All I'm saying is that I could tell that Mariah was going to be special. I love you.
Don't ever take confidence. take credit for my being.
I'm trying to make it better. Am I making it better a little bit?
Beat down. After the show is really going to happen and you guys are never even going to know.
Hey.
No one's ever going to know. The evidence is going to be gone.
Wait, this is a spiritual show.
My crotch is spiritual. But we don't talk about that. See, this is why I can't have you here.
Does she usually talk like this on radio?
I don't. I really don't. You've opened up the portal of sin.
And the next song is...
Whatever. Sometimes things aren't what they seem to be.
Sometimes things are what they seem to be.
Sometimes things aren't what they seem to be.
Sometimes things are what they seem to be.
Oh, yes.
What else?
What song would you like to hear? Because this is, your hour of Tashi tunes.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
It's been a long time. What do you got?
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two, step two, step two, step two. Let's see. Let's go into our psychic Akashos.
Yes.
Let's play that Beatles song, This Boy. Or you can pick.
No. What do you mean?
Remember that Beatles song I was played for you the other day? go into your psych. Okay, whoever comes up with it first, that's
Wait,
we're gonna play
song?
A psychic. Yeah, we're gonna make the playlist psychic.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What? I can read your... Hold on. Let me guess. Okay, we're going to do a live. Let's see if I can think what she's thinking.
Yeah, and then give me my reading.
Oh, Frank Zappa. No, this song's going to be really long. As long as they're like 5 minutes long.
Oh my God. Can you play something along those lines?
Think Dude, Frank Zappa's so good. The flower rose.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Bad looks. Heavenly things. The flower rose.
Flower rose. Okay, we're supposed to play music.
Poppies. Ionics too. Do their best to brighten the view. The flower rose.
Yeah, I introduced Mariah to that music.
Yeah, she did actually.
The Mills Brothers.
I wouldn't lie.
They're amazing. There's nothing best.
Lilacs, heavenly things, have their brief but beautiful flames. On our road, the flower road. Poppies, violets too, do their
cause it wouldn't get around, round, round, I get around.
Back in action here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Woo-hoo-hoo. What's going on?
Hi. You're on Facebook Live.
Why are you doing this to me?
Say hi, everyone. Oh, hi. Alejandra.
Why are you doing this to me?
Mariah's Octarian.
I sure am.
She's a blueprinter.
Sure am.
But then sometimes I wonder if that's even true. Because I think she has some fire letters going in reverse.
Fire letters? What are fire letters? What's fire DNA. Letters?
We'll talk about that.
Nice
next
sweater,
episode.
By the way.
Thank you. It's Grandpa's sweater for the grandpa weather.
Grandpa smells like.
You can find out the rest on that on Mariah's Facebook page. I didn't necessarily think it was great. Wow, lots of laughing. This is good. What are we doing next? This is so much fun, Ryan.
It is. I know. Well, it's the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We create a paranormal playground of fun. You know, you just
hey,
jump.
Everyone.
You know,
hi.
You jump off the swing set into a ghost.
What?
They catch you. They catch you. You jump off a swing set into a ghost and then they catch you. I want to see it. I want to see it.
Hey, everyone.
I want to see it.
All right, Mariah says she can't hear me, so let's get in here. Good. You still can't
hear
me.
Who's Mariah?
Who's Mariah?
I said I can't hear you?
No, like at the volume.
Oh. Whatever. Okay, keep talking. Who cares about the camera? Time is money. We're off here soon.
Yeah, so you said...
What am
But you said.
So, would you like to get your reading? I really want to keep laughing.
And yeah, I'm so glad the camera's off of me.
I hate you right now.
Hey, there's no H-A-T-E ever.
Hey, I'm a hippie.
Raya. This is what I deal with.
It gets dark, and then it gets funny. So you want your reading now?
Yeah, I would like a medium reading, please.
You don't want a large or a small, you want a medium?
I want a medium.
Okay.
I
can't.
Okay. I'll turn it on me.
Good.
Hey guys.
I'm like, I can't.
It's me now. Hello.
No.
Oh, okay. She wants to demonstrate.
No. Levo.
To the point-o. Okay, so I...
Can you show us your foam crystal again?
Okay, yeah,
can you put it into the... Can you put the foam crystal?
So this is my crystal, my new crystal that Mariah was laughing at really hard earlier. Because somehow I was so... It just felt like the energy was right. So I gathered it with my other crystal friends. And it was just sitting there like this. But who knows? Maybe there's like magical energy in this sponge. Like, this is a sponge that probably is connect... Oh, it's the chair. It's a sponge from the chair. That's...
Can you hand me that booklet?
Yeah, sure.
Before we go on, I have to read a PSA.
Okay. Well, maybe some magical people sat in that chair. And that's why...
Just direct it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so this is a good one for everyone. This is dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you. Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes. Oh, and so many other fruits, and both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits and an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brand have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snacks. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Radio!
Okay, no.
Oh, sorry, everybody. She doesn't like it. I do.
Please do
okay,
that.
So I'm gonna
okay.
get a medium reading.
All right, so let's go into it. All right. In
half
the
and
crack.
Half?
Always doing stuff. Okay. Okay, so opening up for Zashi spirits. Anybody who wants to come in. Anybody who wants to come through. We're going to open up right now in this moment. So, actually, just reminding you, we're getting serious. Okay. Just in case you thought this was another comedy portion. This we're actually going to get serious.
Yeah, I love it. You know me. I love serious.
Ew. Look at that sticker. Okay. That sticker right there. Look at it.
I can't see it.
Okay.
It's a really cute belly button.
Ew, farmer. Okay.
Oh, wow. She just called me a farmer. It's great. Like, why am I a farmer?
Okay. No, Okay, coming in. Anyone who wants to come in.
Can I not have a half?
Okay. So, we don't have much time. So, you're going to get what you're going to get. And be grateful. So... Okay, so coming in, I have a gentleman who steps forward with you. I do see glasses, I do see lighter hair, and I do see lighter eyes, possibly blonder eyes. I see kind of average to tall. He is lighter, so I'm seeing possibly a Caucasian male. I'm seeing, I don't know why, there's blue. There's something very blue about his aura that comes in. It's extremely blue. I feel like it's weird. He's wearing like stripes on his shirt, so it's like... His shirt, it's like a Waldo, but it's blue. It's like, where's Waldo's shirt? But it's blue.
Blue
so,
and white?
Yeah. Which is interesting. And for some reason, I see sailboats or boats around him in the sea. So I don't know if he ever fished or if you ever was a fisherman or ever went fishing or you ever remember him going fishing, but something he's bringing about, like boats, like something coming in with boats right now. He, in his hand, he has candy. He has a lot of candy. He's saying you're definitely familiar with him when you're younger. So he's got a lot of candy, like so much candy in his hand. Like, and he's talking about Halloween too, because Halloween's coming up, and I think you would have something connected with Halloween.
Can you give me more. I think I can.
Okay.
I think I know who this
okay.
is.
Okay, I see a boombox, so I don't know if
Nigel.
He had. Oh, okay.
It's Nigel.
What? Oh, okay, interesting.
Aww. I didn't know that he fished. We'll learn
okay.
about that.
Okay.
Because he wasn't from here. He's from, I forget.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay, so this is Nigel.
Shamar, if you're watching, Nigel's here.
Awesome. Now, can you explain who Nigel was to the audience?
Oh, so we grew up in Alston, Brighton in the 80s, Camelot Court, and Nigel was one of the neighborhood friends that lived on Gordon Street, which is like perpendicular to Camelot Court. And he was Shamar's boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, and he died fairly early on in his life. He's a young man.
Okay. Okay, let's see what Nigel's coming in and has to say for you. Okay, interesting. It's really, really interesting. As I come in, his energy, he's showing me someone like a conductor, and he's conducting, like with the pointer, like with that stick the conductor has. Showing you with your music, and he's saying the same way you make music and you relate to music is the same way you need to be studying God right now.
Yeah. I understand that.
You get it? Okay. Yeah, at first, I was like, is she going to understand what I'm saying? Because I don't, maybe she gets this. Okay, good. Okay. Explain
frequency.
It. Okay. Explain. Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see what else is he saying.
He's touching.
Taking time. You need to take more time to slow down. There's the reason why there's not a flow is because you haven't given yourself time. You need every spiritual person needs that time to reflect. They need time where in the space where they're in the midst of energy, where they are absolutely in the present and they are away from doing anything, and they're detached from the world, they're detached from material things, they're detached. And so your personality is so Capricorn, and you always love projects and you love working, and it's like you need to slow down right now. This is the perfect time. There's so much you need to reflect on. They're saying there's so much spirit is trying to talk to you and tell you about, but you miss it sometimes because you're so go and do. And another big thing is you're so much about helping other people that you forget to make sure that you're taking time to help yourself. And that's a huge thing that comes in that you miss. So besides the not taking time, the big part is you get so super wrapped up in helping everyone else. I know you do, but the thing about it is that you're not going to be able to in the long run if you don't just take those times for yourself. So you have to start learning how to be you need basically learn how to be more selfish, basically, is what he's talking about.
You hear that, everyone?
Shut up.
Just in case.
Anyway. Yeah, it's like, but that's the thing. A lot of people really need, that's a message for a lot of people, and people need to understand that. It's like, it's great to be helpful. It's great to always help people. But if you're constantly doing that and you're not balancing it out, it's not good for you and it's not good for anybody else, because you could be helping people, but when you're all worn out, you really aren't able to give them anything energetic. You're only able to give them stuff physically, like of a helping hand, literally. But like energetically is what's most important when we help people. Yes, physically to be available is good, but energetically is really what's going to make a difference in somebody's life when energy. You're being and when you can be available energy. And helpful. So, yeah, like, listen to what I'm saying.
I am. That I am.
And so he's like, you really need to really process this and really think about this because you're it's such a habit for you to be everyone's mom. And it's like, sometimes you need to be your mom and you need to, you know, sit and connect with spirit.
If but, I were my mom, I would give you a spanking.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, let's see what else say because we're going off soon. So okay. Let's see one last thing he has to say to you.
Wow, we've been on that long. Thanks, Nigel.
Did you ever? He wants to bring in a memory. Did you ever remember live music or anything? You and Shamara or anything with live music somewhere or being in an area or like in that area of Brighton or something? He's showing me like live music or something or like. Park or something going on.
I have a really bad long-term memory, but I just remember us like freestyling,
okay,
and us singing a lot. Like maybe it was us, but like maybe there was things happening in Ringers Park,
and it was all of you the we freestyling all, and singing. Okay,
yeah, like Nigel that's freestyle, what, Jack freestyle, Gregory, and then me and Shamar sang, and then Jackie and Nancy. That's really
remembering to, so he's bringing you back to that time where you went to that group, and you're talking about the 12-year-old boy and that energy.
Yeah.
It's really good. He wants you to keep connecting with that energy. It's good for you. It's good for your soul, and you need that. So he wants you as much as possible. Anything that goes on like that, he's saying it's going to be really good for your soul right now.
Yeah.
So if you were thinking about it or if you haven't gotten around to it, wants you to engage in more group musical, like spontaneity. It's going to help you kind of get more on the flow because he is talking again about music, the music energy is coming back and how important it is. So what he was talking about, you with music and God and spirituality, it's like getting back to that and getting back to where it just flows. He wants you to get back to that part where it just flows and how it's a to start building whatever it is to build and once a week be a part of your music. So I leave you with the love and blessings of Nigel.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
So that just about does it for the Paranormal Playground sounds. That just about does it. If you want to come find me, I will be at Ritual Arts every weekend and I give tarot card, mediumship, past life regression readings for if you want to come in walk-ins. And it is located 153 Harvard Ave in Alston, Brighton. And that's the Ritual Arts. We have so many fun things, candles, sage, tarot cards, books, jewelry. It's just, it's endless for your spiritual needs and supplies. So come there and always, and remember, tune in here every single week from 1 to 2. And anything else, Miss Tashi, that you would like to add?
Well, one, I want to thank you very much for that reading.
Yeah.
I'm really blessed to have Mariah as a sister. You probably think we do this all the time, but we don't. Mariah and I are very much sisters and we're very regular when we're together and when we tap into spirit world. It's very sacred. Like do medium readings.
Yeah,
like
we don't do medium readings a lot.
But thank you so much for that. I totally get the message. I understand.
So, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's been a blast. It's been a hoot. So tune in next week. We love you all. May the love and blessings of spirit be here with you. I'm going to leave you with some doo-wop. Is that okay? I hope so.
Doo-wop, chew-wop, shoo-wop, shoo-wop.
Here it is. It's Tonight, Tonight by the Mellow Kings. Ooh, nah,
as I love you.
I slept through the morning. I couldn't believe the words I said.